Hi, I'm Simon, best known for my rent-to-rent portfolio. I've done countless deals and helped countless others do the same. And on today's video, it's not a happy one. You know, it's not all good. It's not all blue skies and rainbows. Today, I want to share with you what's been going on for me this week. It's not good. I've had to give back a property that I didn't want to give back. I've lost out. I've had furniture to move. I've got really unhappy tenants. And I want to just break down exactly what happened, how I've been dealing with it, and just give you a little bit of insight into what happens when rent to rent doesn't work out. If you're brand new to the channel and you like content like this, hit the subscribe button, comment below, press like, you know, give us some love. I do content every single Wednesday, every Saturday, and all I ask, no selling, no hippie stuff, all I ask is that you like and subscribe to the channel. Thank you very much, appreciate it. So, a little bit of background into the property. It's a four-bed property that I've been renting to four professionals. I invested £5,000 of my own money into the property, and it's probably been generating around £750 per month for the 18 months. That's £13,500 in. I've spent £5,000, but realistically speaking, once you take into account voids and just bits and bobs, I've probably done around 10K. So for 18 months work, I've probably made £5,000, right? And what's gonna happen now is I'm gonna have to give this property back any day now. I wanna break down exactly what happened, how I handled it, what the implications were for my existing tenancies, what I'm going to do with all the furniture. Yep, four beds, four wardrobes, four bedside tables, four chest of drawers, two sofas. You get the point. What I'm going to do with all this furniture and how I'm going to bounce back. As I feel like a lot of people, they're always painting rent to rent as always, you know, amazing. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes it won't work. Okay, sometimes it won't be a good fit. And my whole thing in this situation was I've got a long-term agreement with the vendor, but I don't want to hold them to ransom. If they're not happy and it's not a right fit for them due to personal circumstances and what they need to do with the property, etc., then I would rather give it back because, you know, I'm a nice guy. So essentially what's happened is, in a nutshell, is the landlord has decided for personal reasons that they want their property back to do something else with it, which is neither here nor there. And they've said to me, look, we'd appreciate it if we could end this agreement ASAP. The issue is their agreements with me, but I've got four individual agreements with my tenants. Now, a couple of them are naturally expiring, although if I didn't have to give it back, I'm sure I could have probably extended them somewhat. One of them is happy. He just wants to stay there. He don't want to leave, okay? He don't want to leave at all. And one of them was contracted for another 6 months, but it's a long story, but now they're aware of the situation. They want to move soon. So it's been really stressful because what I needed to do is balance between making sure that I can make good on the rent to the landlord while still trying to help relocate the tenants. And if there's too much of a gap there, what happens is the tenants move out and then I'm left to pay rent. Because if only one person stays and they dig their heel in and they decide to stay in for 4 months and I have to serve a section 20, whatever, section 8 maybe even, then I'm stuck. So it's not always easy. If you're finding this content useful, do me a favor, make sure you subscribe to the channel and comment below with any questions you've got. So first things first was like, look, Mr. Landlord, I want to work with you. If you're uncomfortable and you need to do something else with the property, I get it. That's fine. You thought it was going to be for you. Turns out it's not. I don't want to hold you ransom. So that was the first conversation. The second conversation is, hey, tenants, don't shoot. What are your future intentions at this property? Because there's a chance we may need to relocate you. And then it's like navigating that, which I'm in the process of finalizing the final tenant. Once I've done that, I then need to make sure that the property is essentially given back to the landlord in the same, if not better, condition. And then I'm going to have to get Paul, my legend, to go over all the way to the property, because the property is about a 30-minute drive. Go and get all the furniture, and then I need to desperately source a new rent-to-rent to put the furniture. That or I'm going to be on Facebook Market selling like a HMO pack. So what's the conclusion? The conclusion is 18 months in, I've probably made $5,000 off this deal, right? I'm going to have to probably invest a little bit to get the property back to the same standard, although I do have deposits and stuff in place to do that. Give the property back, get the furniture out and move on. So has this affected me? Like, has this knocked me? Well, no, it is what it is. The fact of the matter is, I've not had to give many properties back on my journey. Most of the properties, in fact, all of the properties I've ever given back have been the natural end of the agreement. I've never had to terminate anything. And to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have terminated this because it's fully occupied and it's cash flowing. And the other thing to stress is this is a very, very small percentage. So I've never had to give one back and I've never had a landlord that ended up, you know, it not being the right fit for them. This is the first time. But personally, I would rather act in good faith, relocate the tenants, make sure the landlord gets the property back, give it them back in great condition. And then at the end of the day, you know, we move forward. We'll replace that deal with a property that's better suited and we will keep it moving. Any questions you've got, comment below. Thanks very much. Hope you found this useful and I'll see you in the next video.